Welcome on this Monday morning, Justin Blackwell in for Mark Loschak. And back on Friday, the Riders were in Winnipeg, resting a lot of their starters, nearly pull off the win as the Bombers are fighting for a playoff spot. The Riders already have first place in the West locked up. Our Green Zone Rider reporter, Britton Gray, joins me now. And Britton, I know it was a loss, but a moral victory for the Riders, would you say?
Yeah, you can look at it that way. I think it was more of the Bombers are going to be more disappointed in that than the Riders are with how the Riders' backups kind of really kept things close. But, hey, this team said they were mad they didn't find a way to pull off the win. So that shows kind of the mindset that Corey Mason them had. And it'll be interesting. But it was good that they were able to rest some guys and get some other guys some playing time. But you have to think, boy, it would have been felt good to sweep the Bombers this year.
Well, and you know what? They could have won, and I hate bringing it up. Brett Lawther, I mean, he was 3-for-4, but he missed that 49-yarder, which would have, well, pretty much, I think, sealed the win. So, going forward, how do they address the kicking situation going forward, or is Brett Lawther their guy?
It still feels like Brett Lawther's the guy because, as you mentioned, he hit 3 other field goals, though that 49-yarder late in the game, that's when you need to make in playoffs, especially when the games are going to be close like that. That's when you need to make. It allowed the Bombers to eventually pretty much come back and win it because they only needed the field goal at that point. So a little bit of concern, but it's so late in the season at this point. You've stuck with him throughout everything. Can you really make the change? And we know how popular he is in the locker room. This is why Corey Mace, I think, what makes him a very good head coach. He knows the pulse of the locker room. He knows what to do. He'll if he needs to make a change, he will. But if he doesn't in the locker room, he wants to keep the locker room kind of together, keep everything going. It's up to him to kind of have his finger on the pulse of that before he makes the change.
And they wrap up the regular season Saturday at home against BC. The Lions are fighting for second in the West. For that game, Britton, I'm guessing we're going to see the starters at least start this game on Saturday?
Yeah, I would think so. You don't want to have these starters with a month off, which is what it would be. If I was the coach, I would play Trevor Harris at least a half and get him out there with the offense, doing a half, and then once again kind of pulling guys out from there. But I would expect to see some starters because that's just way too long to not have guys playing football.
Our Green Zone Rider reporter, Britton Gray. Britton, thanks so much for this morning. Enjoy the final week of practice and look forward to that game on Saturday.
Absolutely.
As I mentioned, Saturday's regular season finale will be at Mosaic Stadium against the BC Lions. Should be a fantastic finish, as I mentioned, as BC looks to clinch second place in the West.